USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Another high-altitude object that flew over American airspace was shot down by the military early Friday afternoon. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the Department of Defense tracked the object over Alaska for 24 hours.
The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight.
He said President Biden ordered the military to take it down. Kirby was also asked about the downed Chinese surveillance balloon last week during the briefing at the White House and if anything was collected by China during its trek across the U.S.
We were able to take steps at sensitive military sites that we believed would be along the flight path to significantly curtail any intelligence ability that the Chinese could get from the balloon.
Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman is being released from a Washington, D.C. hospital following a health scare this week. The Democrat said he felt lightheaded during the Senate Democratic retreat Wednesday, with a spokesman saying tests showed no signs he suffered a seizure or second stroke in less than a year. He will be back at the Capitol when the Senate reconvenes on Monday. One person is dead after a stabbing at a Minnesota high school. Police say it happened at Harding High School in St. Paul this morning. It's not known if the victim is a student or staff member. It's also not known if a suspect has been arrested. President Biden is sitting for an interview with Fox Soul after all. The White House originally said Fox declined the offer for Biden to interview on Fox Soul, which is geared towards black viewers. It appeared Fox wanted the interview to be conducted with top personalities from Fox News. Fox said there was some initial confusion, but he will be interviewed ahead of the Super Bowl on Sunday. This is USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at Babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
The Florida House of Representatives has voted to let the state take control of the Walt Disney Company's Reedy Creek Improvement District. For more than half a century, the district's been run by board members chosen by Disney. The board handles local governance responsibilities around Disney World. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu has taken his most significant step yet in exploring a White House bid, launching a national political organization that's a popular tool for prospective presidential candidates testing the water. But isn't there still an elephant in the room? A former president?
We're still a year out, and you have a former president running, and already he's having trouble leading in the polls. Look, Donald Trump is not going to be the nominee, right? We're just moving on as a party, as a country.
Sununu joins former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley and former Vice President Mike Pence in forming such a committee. Haley is widely expected to announce her presidential bid next week. New data from the CDC showing that the number of suicides in the U.S. increased in 2021 after 2 years of declines. More than 48,000 Americans died by suicide that year, as according to the report published on Thursday. Food stamp cuts are less than 3 weeks away for more than 30 million Americans. 32 states are set to cut benefits on March 1st. The cuts in Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program are due to end the so-called emergency allotments, which increased benefits at the start of the pandemic. Dave Collins, USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at Babbel.com/TNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.